Corn farmers, cattle ranchers, and several others representing U.S. agriculture painted the backdrop for yesterday's signing ceremony at the White House. The bilateral trade agreement between the U.S. and Japan will benefit farm country by lifting tariffs on $7.2 billion of U.S. agricultural products. That includes beef, pork, wheat, potatoes, dairy, ethanol, and more. During the ceremony, President Donald Trump described the deal as a game changer for farmers and ranchers.
Under the terms of the agreement today, Japan is committed to dramatically increase market access to American food and agricultural exports. It's a very dramatic number. It's one of the larger trade deals ever signed. As a result, 126 million Japanese consumers will have greater access to high-quality American almonds, corn, wine, poultry, and egg products, beef, pork, wheat.
Also chiming in was U.S. Trade Ambassador Robert Lighthizer, saying the new terms amount to $55 billion worth of trade.
With this, we'll have more than 95% of the GDP that would have been in TPP. So it's very important for farmers. It's also important for digital trade. Japan is the biggest market for the United States in beef, pork, wheat, and it's a substantial market in a variety of other things, including potatoes, which weren't mentioned, and a lot of the nuts and other products. We think we'll have substantial additional sales as a result of this.
In the months ahead, negotiations will continue on remaining areas of interest. The first stage of the agreement is expected to be finalized by January 2020. Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Turnquist for the Red River Farm Network.